This is the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now here is your host, Drayton Hogarth.
Welcome to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Sunday nights at 6 for the entire season. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Crystal Pools, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Alan David Tucker, I-95 Toyota, Express Lube and Car Wash, Watermarks Printing, and by Mellow Mushroom. And now joining us, the head coach of the Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Rocky Hidalgo. Welcome, coach. How's it going? Got our crowd here tonight. Well, after one of the toughest schedules in Glenn Academy history, the Red Terriers arrived in their bye week, and with much welcome rest for the stretch run, sitting at 4-1 on the season, the Red Terriers have one more game before the region slate begins, and that game will be this Friday night against the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Coach, Wayne County comes into Glenn County Stadium. They are 0-5, but it seems like they're a team that, despite the record, they play extremely hard for new coach Derek Chastain. Is that kind of what you're seeing on film as well?
Well, you know, they are 0-5, but they played really, you know, five really good teams. That's the first thing. And they've been in these games. You know, sometimes you just kind of get in a rut and you got to get over the hump a little bit. And that's what I see out of them. They've made some mistakes at inopportune times, and it's cost them games. Either put the ball on the ground, a lot of procedure penalties, things like that. You know, Coach Chastain was hired in mid-June, and a lot of turmoil there before he was hired. So, you know, that has it can have an impact, and it's almost like a hangover a little bit with your kids. And you see that a little bit with them. But their kids play hard. They've got good-looking kids. I just think it's a product of putting it together on the field a little bit, and good things will happen for them. So they're kind of scary in that way, because I do think they have some good players, and they do a lot of good things. They move the football on people. They play really good defense, but they've been prone to big plays defensively and been prone to mistakes on offense. So, you know, you don't want to be the get-right week and then show up on Friday night and put everything together against you.
Right. Now, I remember you saying before, last year, it was one of the toughest defensive lines you guys went up against all season. Were those guys back this year?
And you know, some of those guys are back, and I know they moved some to the offensive line. But they have good kids. I mean, they're young kids last year. They're ninth graders and freshmen, who are as talented as anybody's who played. So, you know, there's talent coming through that school system. I know they lost some kids to some transfers with the coaching situation before Coach Chastain was hired. And Coach Chastain's a really good coach. He'll get them pointing in the right direction and turn around there. And I suspect they're going to be a tough out in years to come. And I imagine on Friday night they're going to come and show up and play really tough.
Right. How much has the new coaching staff come in and changed scheme and change attack for their offense and defense?
Well, you know, you can see them putting some twerks here or there on things. But for the most part, they're not doing – it's not a huge departure from what they were doing. They're doing a little bit, some of the RPO concepts, run pass options on offense that they didn't do last year. But they're in the same vein as they were. But I think with the situation where when he was hired in June and didn't have a chance to bring in a new staff, and you know, it's tough to make wholesale changes from a schematic standpoint.
Right. Yeah, he definitely came in a tough situation with all of it down in the offseason with Coach Prune. But, you know, again, you got to give him credit for keeping them headed in the right direction, at least. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. How much – is there anything you can watch from old Camden? Coach Chastain was previously at Camden as an assistant. Is there anything from Camden film that you can watch for keys or anything, or have they strictly – departed from that?
Well, you know, I think it maybe in some special teams. Yeah, I see some of what they wanted to do at Camden in special teams. Their punt return and their kickoff stuff. You know, but they're a different entity. I'm sure probably as this offseason, when he has a chance to really establish himself there, hire some different coaches or some. It's not about hiring new or different coaches. It's about bringing in some guys to augment the coaches that are there. So I don't want to, pretend to know that he's going to make changes with his staff, because that's not the case. I don't know those things. But I'm sure he'll bring some more people in to augment the staff, and whether he'll change those things when he has more time, like an offseason, to really sit down and see what personnel. What suits his kids? I mean, that's a tough thing without having spring football practice and getting the job in June. You know, one of the things that we did at Glenn Academy when we got the job is I had 2 weeks to kind of practice with the kids and work with them. I got the job without really looking at a whole lot of videotape, and so we basically ran the same defense in the spring that they had been running, kind of dabbled with some different things on offense to see kind of who they were or what the skill set of our kids were before we kind of moved forward and decided what we want to do offensively and defensively.
Right. I guess with a short amount of time, you can't really implement what you truly want to get into. Now you mentioned the bye week this past week. You talked about wanting to get some back to the offensive and defensive fundamentals. Were you able to get that done this past week? And how do you think the kids practice?
I think we beat the hell out of bye this week. I think that's what we did. Bye doesn't want any more of us. That's all I got to say. We beat it down. I don't know if I can say that on the podcast. Maybe I'll need to delete that.
No FCC.
We worked on some stuff. I mean, a lot of it was really just trying to get some kids rest. We worked on some fundamentals, some specific things, tweaked some things here or there. But really, it was about having some short, crisp practices, have our twos get a lot of work and get in and off the field and try to get rested up. I mean, you really don't want to. The off week, everybody knows you don't have a game. The kids know you don't have a game. So, I don't want to just drag out 5 days of practice out there, practice for practicing. I felt like we got things done. I think our kids were engaged, and at the end of the week, we were ready for a little time off and to go watch some other people play football, and we'll be back to work tomorrow.
Right. Who did you guys check out?
Well, honestly, my wife was out of town, so I was stuck with my kids. It was homecoming night, so there were no babysitters to be had Friday night. So it was Coach Hidalgo and the three Hidalgo children at home watching Jungle Book, eating some Domino's pizza, and that was a big Friday night for us. And Jungle Book's a really good movie. That's all I got to say. It's a good movie. Kids enjoyed it, and. I'm just glad I didn't grow up in the jungle barefoot.
Two thumbs up from the Hidalgo clan.
Yes.
Let's see. You're looking to give your, like you said, giving some rest in preparation for the region and hopefully a long postseason run. You're able to get those guys rested up. What about with the coaches? Do you guys take time to kind of recharge the batteries a little bit, or are you? What do you guys do on that? Give us that perspective.
We texted mean things to each other for 7 straight days. That's what we did. We generally have a group meet, coaches group chat app, and we basically talk smack about each other's college football fans. Which, yesterday Coach Harp won the Saturday. He's a Kentucky fan, played at Kentucky. Which, how a Kentucky fan wins the Saturday? But at LSU, Georgia got killed. LSU
yes.
lost. We fired a coach. Missouri stumped the joint up. And who else? Florida was up 21-0 and came back. So pretty much every team we root for lost except for Coach Harp, and he let us know about it from about 12:30 on Saturday on until midnight. So I don't think he slept. He was so happy on Saturday night, because he usually bears the brunt of Saturday afternoon. But I took Friday off, and I went and sat on the beach all day and fished with some friends of mine. We just kind of hung out and relaxed. Caught me a big redfish down there, about 40 inches. That was a lot of fun.
There you go.
But outside of that, we just kind of took some time off and took Monday off of work and just kind of hung out a little bit. I mean, it spent some time with your families, and that's pretty much what you got
to
do.
Right. Good to hear. More to come on the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
That laid-back island atmosphere and great pizza, what a combination. And you will find it at Mellow Mushroom on St. Simons. $5.99 lunch specials that include your drink. Enjoy the best patio on the island and beat the heat with the cool, damp breeze of the Patio Misters. Don't forget your furry friends. The patio is pet-friendly. MellowMushroom.com and like Mellow Mushroom on Facebook at St. Simon's Mellow.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Glen Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Hogarth on location for Mellow Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Mellow Mushroom, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, talk a little bit about the state of the Glen Academy program right now, about where you're at right now, and is this about where you guys felt like you would be?
And, you know, in the season or program-wise?
Kind of do both questions. Hit on both, yeah.
I thought, you know, we have things we have to work on, which is kind of what I thought. I'll be honest with you, the first four were two or four tough games. You want to get out of there. If you leave those and you go, well, 2-2 in the first four, we're in pretty good shape. When you walk out 3-1, which I'm really excited about. I think our kids have the right attitude. We're working hard. It's now's the stretch for them. The kids have got to stay focused. I mean, everybody, no two teams are the same. And last year's kids, we had great chemistry, great camaraderie, and they were driven, with this singular drive about going and winning playoff games. I mean, it was. And I think our kids really, this year's team, I think they have a similar desire, and that will play out over time. But our kids work hard at practice. They know what to do. We are, as a program, we've kind of settled in. I think we've matured a little bit. I don't necessarily think we're there. I don't know if we'll ever be there, as they say, at Glen Academy. I think it's always going to be because of the kids we have and the situation down here. I think we're going to have to be on guard here, because I think you can fall back to the pack very quickly here. But I think if you watch our kids, we go to work every day. We work in a weight room. We practice our tails off at practice. We're coachable. We're attentive. That just comes down really from we've sold our kids on this vision to try to win a state championship, and they bought into it. I think that's the biggest thing. As a whole, I think our program's doing very well. We've taken a booster club that didn't exist in 3 years, and I would argue we've probably been as successful as anybody in the Southeast in the last 3 years. I think obviously with the new football facility and we've had significant upgrades and things like our equipment over the last two seasons. We've purchased almost 160 pairs of shoulder pads and probably 90 brand new football helmets within the last 12 months or so. So a lot has kind of gone into that, and we've kind of upgraded a lot of things between facilities, our equipment, that's a continuing process the whole time. So I like where we are. We have work to do, and we still want to kind of, you know, get people in our community. I want more people to come to the games and support us, and I think that has grown every year, and I think winning does that. I'd like to play in front of 10,000 people every Friday night, and I think we have the capacity here in Glenn County to do that if we can continue to put a good product on the field.
Yeah. That being said, you have to really give a shout out to the fan base, to the Booster Club, because when you go travel around to Savannah, Camden, there's a huge contingent of Red Terror fans there every week, and it's a testament to the Red Terror fan base.
Oh, yeah. You know, when we played in the state championship game last year, there were at least 7,000 to 8,000 Glenn Academy fans there, and that's exciting. I mean, our people travel to every game. I would dare to say, I mean, when you turn around and look up, even the game with East Jackson, it's a Saturday afternoon game at 1 o'clock, Stripping Grits Festival was going on. We had 3,000 to 4,000 people in the stands. So, that was exciting to see, because I was worried about it would be my wife and my kids up there with that Saturday afternoon game. But, I mean, a lot of people came out to watch our kids play football. And homecoming Friday night, hopefully we'll have the place will be packed, the ball to wall.
Sounds good. You're listening to the Rocky Hidalgo Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we've talked a little bit about offensive line last couple weeks. Talk a little bit about defensive line and defensive line calls. As a former defensive coordinator, how do you kind of decide to make calls like stunts and slants or things like that? How much of that is game planned then during the week, and how much of that is just more of a reaction to what you're seeing in game?
Well, I mean, I think it's both. I mean, the first thing you do is you look down there. There are different ways They're what they call, stunts and games. And stunts are really for the run. Games are kind of rush the passer. So you got two categories there. What's the goal that you're trying to do? You're trying to sack the quarterback? You're trying to create tackles for losses or no gain? Once you do that, you have to determine what the approach is. And then you have to look at, then it just kind of goes into kind of what plays they run. Are they a gap scheme? Are they a zone scheme? Are they a man scheme offensively? What calls are going to have the best impact on them? And then you have to look at personnel. Where's the guy that we can take advantage of? One of the things that we do is we look at tape and go, this guy's a really good player. This guy is not very good. We want to, in passing situations, we want to get a one-on-one situation with him, and we don't ever want to put a man-to-man on this guy here where he's just coming off. We like to put a guy like that with a moving target, so he just can't come off and tee off on one of our kids. We're not real big on the defensive line, but we've got some kids that just move around and play their tails off up there. So, that's part of what we do. And then some of it is just what they do on Friday night. I mean, you get out there on Friday night, a lot of times, people just think that we game plan on Saturday or Sundays and show up on Friday nights, and what we game plan, that's what the other team does. A lot of times the other team just comes out and they'll do something completely different. So the first quarter of the game may be you adjusting to what they're doing to attack you. Part of that is you just got to be a good coach. If you coach your kids and fundamentals, you can kind of adjust on the fly. So, that's one of the things we have to do is see how they're attacking us, and then we make some calls. And we may change a slant where we're trying to cross a guy's face, where we're going to read him when he tries to block underneath us. We're going to latch on and drive him and close the hole with his hips. So there are little subtle differences how we do those things. And, sometimes we may want a guy to cross the face, and sometimes we don't. How do we coach those? And how do we know the difference, and how do we relay that to the kids? Because it's one thing as a coach to know it, but how do you communicate that to your players?
Right. Who's been some of the defensive linemen that have picked up the most on that kind of thing, like Preston Joseph or a linebacker?
I think guys who, obviously Devin Roberson and Tyler Claiborne, guys who started for us last year, very savvy players. And they are very good fundamental players, and that's the first thing. Tate Griffin's another guy who's playing really well for us. It's a really good fundamental player. They get their hands on the offensive linemen, they drive the guys down, they close holes with the offensive linemen's hips, and they do just a really nice job of doing their job and make the tackles that come to them. And then we've got some guys who just kind of really put Marlon Taylor as a kid that he's a sophomore. And well, he's got tremendous ability. He gets better every day. Tavarus Grant's a kid that's getting better every day, and he's played some minutes for us. We play about seven kids up there with, you know, Darnell Tresman, Dorian Jenkins, Isaiah McDonald. All those guys kind of get in there and mix in, and they're all, you know, they all try to do the things that they're supposed to do, and if they're willing to do that and play hard, we can get some time out of it.
We'll be right back to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Need an attorney who specializes in personal injury and criminal law? Alan David Tucker. He fights for the rights of the injured and accused, located next to the waterfront at 9 St. Andrews Court. Since 1982, Alan David Tucker has been practicing law in the Golden Isles and helped thousands of people just like you solve their legal problems. Give Alan David Tucker a call. Proud supporter of Glenn Academy Athletics, 912-267-7123, and let's go Terriers.
Let's face it, life is busy. Now admit it, you need R&R. Now think of your pool. Does it remind you of being busy or the R&R you need? Well, if you answered busy, let me help you out a little, and I'll make it plain and simple. Have yourself added to Crystal Pool Service's weekly service route, and they will maintain your pool for you. And put it back into perspective. Get your pool back on the R&R side of thinking. Call Crystal Pool Service today, 262-9260. Crystal Pool Service, it's your pool, it's our business.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir. Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Oh, yeah.
The best print shop in Glenn County? Watermarks Printing. Watermarks Printing is your all-in-one print shop. Digital printing, hats, t-shirts, koozies, and now offering app and website design. Let Watermarks Printing help you brand your business with professional social media marketing. So stop in at 295A Redfern Village next to Two Friends, 912-638-1445, or at watermarksprinting.com.
Welcome back to the Glenn Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is Drayton Nogarth on location at Melon Mushroom on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Alan David Tucker, Crystal Pools, Express Lube and Car Wash, and by Watermarks Printing. Coach, we all know DJ Dallas and Zalante Hillary, of course, are committed to Miami. Who are some of your other kids that are getting looks right now from colleges?
You know, I think with college recruiting, there's a misnomer about how all that stuff works. And so, basically, you have schools like the Miamis, Georgia, Floridas of the world. You know, they're out, and they can give those early offers and all that stuff. And it kind of filters down the as you go further, smaller, I guess, lower divisions, the later schools offer. I mean, so you've got, like, MAC schools that are always looking around. They're looking for guys who are gonna fall down from the BCS kids. So, you know, MAC schools where a Georgia might have 500 offers out there, a MAC school might have 20, 25 at any given time. And then you've got, you know, 1AA's or, you know, and those or the old 1AA's. Those schools are offering, you know, maybe 5 to 10 kids in Division IIs, which are most of those offers are coming in October, November. So, you know, from a standpoint of who's getting offered, who's getting recruited, it's kind of a process. And most of our kids are in an evaluation period where every week we send off film to a couple of hundred colleges, you know, links to our kids, highlight films and our contact information. And so coaches, I'm assuming college coaches are reviewing this information. What they'll do is they'll show up in October or November with a list of kids that, hey, coach, can I go look at this kid? So they'll come in and look at it. What they want to do is they want to look at a kid in person and say, you know, because their form, their website may say, you know, he's 6 foot, 210 pounds, but when you get him, he's really 5'10", 185. So they want to eyeball him, and when he's got a kid has to pass the eyeball test. So they'll look at him and say, he looks like one of the kids in my group, or he doesn't. If he doesn't look like one of the kids in his group that he's coaching, they don't recruit him. If he does, then they'll go back and they'll look at the tape. They'll evaluate him based on tape. And if they think he's somebody that they can recruit, they bring him back to the head coach. They evaluate him as a staff. And then an offer comes out. So it's a for most kids who play college football, it's a longer process than a guy who gets offered by like an Alabama or a Florida or even University of Ohio. Usually those it starts the real recruiting process for these schools start in October, November. So we have kids that we send out every week. We have people that we field phone calls on kids. But I think you'll see kids like, Devin Peacock and Trey Salem, maybe perhaps Travis Harris, Xavier McClinton, who's getting a lot of looks from Ivy League schools and Patriot League schools right now. Guys like Devin Roberson, who's been a really good player for us. I think you'll have an opportunity to go play ball. Michael Thomas, Amari Cross. We'll have some opportunities to come across. Quandre Moser. I think that all those are kids that will have an opportunity to go out and play some football down the line. Where that's going to be, it's up to the colleges. So I think you'll see some kids from all the way from Division III to 1AA. We'll sign some kids all across that board, and we'll probably end up with about 8 or 9 kids who have a chance to go and play some college ball.
Get to continue their education as well, most important.
That's the most important thing. I mean, if a kid goes to like a Division III school, which is non-scholarship, what they do is they package those kids. It may be non-football scholarship, but they get a better package, or they get into an academic school that they would not have gotten into normally, and so they get a chance to go to a great academic school because of that. And so it's athletics are a vehicle for a kid, and it opens up avenues that just sometimes, just as a regular student, you don't get a chance to go to.
Right. This is the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You kind of mentioned it, sending out film. Technology has really benefited the coaching profession a ton here in the last several years. You don't really get nostalgic for the days of waiting on film for 4 or 5 days and then using reel-to-reel to... On the bed sheet on the wall.
I never did that. I'm not that old, to be honest with you. I came into VHS tapes. Okay, right, well, we had VHS tapes.
That was more even difficult too. But now it's just a matter of a couple of clicks, though, right?
It is, and Huddle has really changed the game. It used to be you sent all these DVDs off to colleges, and colleges, you walk into a college coach's office and he's got stacks of DVDs in the corner, and he doesn't have time to really look at that. That's the hard thing about recruiting, is that colleges get inundated. These coaches get inundated with video for kids, and they've got to coach ball. And a lot of people don't realize this. A lot of small colleges, these guys are teaching classes too. They're the PE staff as well. A lot of Division II, NAIA, and Division III schools. So there's not a lot of time for them to sit around and evaluate film, and so that stuff happens during their recruiting process. During the season, these guys are working 60 hours a week as coaches and teaching 15 hours a week worth of classes. So that comes really once their season's over with, when they get in full recruiting mode and they start evaluating kids. They're out on the road, and at night they watch tape in the hotel, and they go meet kids and get on the phone with them. And so that's really for probably 85% of the kids that play college ball. That's when they're gonna get recruited, is starting about October or so.
Right. And I've talked a little bit about this with players before, but never really talked to a coach about it. Kind of take us through a typical game day, and if there are any rituals or superstitions that you may have that have to be done before you start a game or get to the field.
We have class during the day, which is good, because days we don't have class, the kids are out. They sleep till 1:30, and they don't eat breakfast or lunch. It's just a funky days. But days when they have class, so they get in at about 3:30, they come to the field house. Depending if it's a home game or away game, the first thing we do is we go have pregame dinner. So we go in, we eat in the cafeteria, and that's usually something that's been donated by somebody in the community. For about half our meals are donated by restaurants in the community. We appreciate that very much. And then we go back to the field house, and usually we tell them to go find a nice quiet place, think about the game. Usually they run around the weight room and act like a bunch of wild Indians. And, you know, one of our coaches will go in there and scream at them and threaten them and tell all the JV players to go outside because you're driving them crazy. And then I'll get frustrated with the coaches screaming at the players. And everybody just get on the bus and let's go to the stadium. That's usually how the pregame goes. I wish there was a better way, but that's pretty. And every school I've ever been around, that's pretty much the pregame. I know some guys who take kids and they turn all the lights off and they have to lay down, and then they get in and they scream at the kids for an hour because they're not being quiet when they're supposed to take a nap. So they're teenagers. They're not robots. They're not automatons. You know, teenagers are essentially, you know, like dogs. As soon as you leave the room, they chew on the couch and pee on the floor. And that's who they are, and I love them. They're mine. But, you know, if you expect them to just sit quietly for an hour and focus on the football game, that's not who they are. They run around and laugh and joke, and, you know, I try to give them some free space to do it. So I don't have a lot of rituals outside of brushing my teeth. I don't care to brush my teeth because you never know who you're going to talk to when you're there. And that's it.
Everybody appreciates that, though. All right. On that note, head out to Glenn County Stadium this Friday night as the Red Terriers take on the Wayne County Yellow Jackets. Thank you for joining us for the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Miller Mushroom on St. Simon's. Join us every Sunday night at 6 for the Rocky Hidalgo Show. This is Drayton Hogarth signing off.